For example, in recent years, we've paved about 2.5 miles of streets and redone about 1 mile of sidewalks. By the end of this construction season, we will have built more than 5 miles of streets and close to 4 miles of sidewalks. Really, for the first time that anyone can remember, are proactively, instead of reactively, replacing and relining water lines. We've done about 1.5 miles of water relining work this summer, which is a little behind where we hope to be, but we'll catch up by the middle of next season. And we're really still on a learning curve, since it's really something we never did before. So that's going well. For the first time in decades, we have a budget line, dedicated to building new curbs, and we've got about 0.5 mile of new curbs has been put in around the city, and that too is an area that's gone a little slower than hoped, but again, it's not an area that we have a lot of experience in recently, so we're catching up there. So basically, it's the end of a very successful construction season, and the other thing we announced is that we have a new projects portal on the DPW webpage that the public can go to, and they can see what we are planning for next construction season and the year after that. They can see which streets and which sidewalks and which water lines and much more we plan to do over the next 4 years during this major infrastructure push.
Mayor Weinberger, going back to the physical construction work for a second, the city created the capital plan and the infrastructure plan, which voters then approved. Did all of that have to come together at the same time to allow you to do the reconstruction? And is it also allowing you to accelerate reconstruction?
We are really in a position right now, with the support of the voters and with low interest rates, and with the economy, the Burlington economy thriving, we are in position to really make major investments in our public infrastructure. And that's what we're doing. I've been in office 5.5 years now, and I come from a background of being a builder, and from the belief that really the city's public infrastructure is the foundation that we build our economy on and that we build our quality of life on, and that it is a core responsibility of the city to really take care of that infrastructure very carefully and steward it and make new investment in it. And that was the case we made to the voters last year, that it was time for our generation to step up and make a historic level of investment in its infrastructure. The voters overwhelmingly supported it, 76%. Supported the general obligation bond, and the water bond was the support for the water work was unlike anything I've seen before. It was almost 90% of the voters supported that. So, the economy's good. The city's finances are in good shape. We've had real focus for years on infrastructure, and so city departments and employees are behind this. And we have become a city that is trying to use technology in new ways. And I do think you see all of that coming together.
A link to Burlington's new capital projects portal and an extended conversation with Mayor Murrow Weinberger are available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.